Everyone, I'm Chaplain John McTernan, and this is our Saturday evening outpouring of the Holy Spirit in the first hour, but I think it may run more than an hour. And then the second hour, we have general, interesting material about the Bible. It's sort of like it could be anything in the second hour. We've had about the temple. We've had about the New Jerusalem teachings. So, in fact, I forgot to set up the second hour. I'm going to have to do that a little later. But anyways, I'm glad to be here. I had a very good day today, very busy day. And, let's see who's here with me. All right, we have Sister Sharon here. Hello, Sister Sharon.
Yes, hello, Chaplain John, and good evening, and I can't wait to hear about this good day you had.
Well, what happened was when I went to church today, on Saturday I go to my Shalom, and the people that were there Wednesday, one by one, they all came up to me. And they were very, very excited. And God really revealed to them broken hearts and parts of them that really needed attention from the Lord. And the goal now to seek God as their Abba Father. It was very good. Everything they said to me was they were greatly blessed. So that I was very, very, very excited after the discussions I had today with the people that attended last Wednesday.
That is awesome. That is exciting. Absolutely.
Yeah, like I said, I was very, very pleased about that. And so, how did Friday night go?
It went really well. And we ended up getting off just a little bit after 11, and I went over and listened to a little bit to Pastor Ernie's show, and to see how that was going, which it seemed like it was going smooth, and I'm just grateful that you were able to go help fill in for him.
Yeah, it's interesting. The man that he has there, Hal, I mean, he's a good brother in the Lord. But I don't flow with him like I do with Pastor Ernie. I could tell.
Right.
I could tell. But the one interesting thing with Hal was he had never heard me use Revelation 5:9 for the gospel, where it says, for thou wert slain and redeemed us by thy blood from every kindred, tongue, people, and nation. And that got his attention. He liked it. He really liked that. So that blessed me how he reacted to it. Now, I didn't call Pastor Ernie today because I had such a good report from him, and he's got to go for digestive work now to see what caused this disruption in his breathing and the heart issues. So I'll probably call him Monday. I'll probably call Pastor Ernie Monday. All right. Oh, how did your treatment go on Friday? That's always the big day.
Oh, wow. Well, she was teaching, showing a new person for, well, to me, she's new, who's going to be taking over the major wound treatments on Friday and everything. So he was, it took a little longer than normal. But all in all, I came through it okay. I'm a little more sore, everything. But the thing, here's the thing that gets me. My primary nurse, her name is Kelly. And you'll never guess in a million years what this new wound care nurse's name is.
Say that again now. I'll never guess in a million years what?
What the new wound care nurse's name is.
Kelly?
Yep, you got it.
Well,
Fantastic.
a million years went fast.
It sure did. It sure did. Let's hope
All
the rest of his healing goes fast too.
right, but you weren't suffering intensely after the treatment?
Yeah, it's getting better. It's really getting better. The only problems I really have right now, Chaplain John, is with my fibromyalgia and the anytime pressure or tension put on surfaces of my skin and stuff. So, but I'm working really hard to just say, okay, it's going to be done. It'll be over. And just try to hold on to it all emotionally.
Okay. All right. All right. I'm waiting for that day when you say the nurses aren't coming anymore, that you're all healed.
Oh,
And then
yeah.
we
I do
have,
that.
yeah, Sister Kathy's here. Yes. Hello, Sister Kathy.
Good evening. How are you?
Good. It was a good day, Sister Kathy. All around, it was a good day.
Well, it's now time for the trivia that you started the other day.
Trivia. What did I start?
Names of the streets in Pastor Dove's
Oh
subdivision.
yeah. When I drove there, I saw Limerick, and he lives on
Londonderry.
Londonderry, and
And
I.
I said, there's a song named that. And you said, I've never heard of it.
Right.
Well, is there going to be pie on your face? Londonderry Air is Danny Boy.
Oh no.
Yes, his own little puppy dog.
Oh no, that is, oh no.
But he knows it now, Sharon. He'll never, ever, ever forget.
Yeah, that's so sweet.
All right. Yeah, I only go I know all the subdivision he lives in. They're all Irish names.
Yep.
Maybe I'll have to look on a map and see what other names that are there. I know Limerick because Limerick is one of the roads I turn on to get to Londonderry.
Well,
it's
I don't think there's any Limerick song, but I don't know. I could be
okay.
wrong.
Well, it's really something like he lives in that area of the suburb of Houston, and had no idea that the road, the street he lived on was like is the name of an Irish city in Ireland. Well, they all were like Limerick and that. He had no idea. They were just names to him. And isn't it funny that can sit, that can be staring at your face and you have no knowledge of it? And I come in and
Exactly.
it's like the Bible. You know, you're staring at it and can't see what the meaning is. So he had no idea till I told him.
That is so funny. that's kind of like Indian names. It's like, you know, it's weird, but you don't necessarily know all of these are Indian names till some person tells
yeah.
you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. right. Yeah, like someone could be cursing at you in a foreign language, vulgar and all, and you'd have no idea what they were talking about.
That's right. It's all an interpretation.
All right, and I think we have Gigi and Randy here. Sir.
John?
Yes, sir.
I want you to know that if you go to the pubs in Boston, they have a circle that says Danny Boy, and then it's crossed out because they claim Danny Boy is not Irish. Well, the fact of the matter is, it was a song called Londonderry Air that was published in 1892 in England. That's where it was first published. But it was written by Rory Dalcathen. Dal in Irish means blind. He was a blind writer from the 18th century. And he wrote it, and he was from Ireland. So what they're saying in Boston is totally wrong.
That's funny. This has got legs, Sister Kathy. This is going places.
I'm telling you, running down.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that, Brother Randy. No, all right.
Looking forward. We have a question.
Say that again.
I'm sorry. We're in the car. We have a question.
Sure. What is it?
I thought that Mr. Bailey had stopped broadcasting as Revival Radio TV, and yet he posted about the American Indian. There was a revival amongst the American Indians.
Yes.
And he's actually posted a couple of their videos, so I thought that was kind of interesting.
Oh, maybe he's doing two things. I mean, Sister Kathy, you're the one that picked up on that. Have you heard about this?
Yeah.
He hasn't made any new ones, but he has ownership to them. He took the library of those with him, but he is going to be doing other things. He hasn't said if he's going to be making new Revival Radio TVs, but okay. He has them on his website. But right at this point, unless they're on YouTube, you have to do the Now TV to where he's streaming them from there. And it says watch free, join for this amount. And I never saw the amount of money. So I don't know if you can watch for free. It's said for a trial period. Now TV.
Okay. All right. I tell you what would be a very good idea, because some of his those videos, not some weren't, but some were very inspiring. I mean, very, mm-hmm. very inspiring, and maybe personal to me. The ones there about Oral Roberts in particular. In fact, I've got lined up tonight Catherine Kuhlman. And I've only heard excerpts of her, and this is like an hour-long event of hers. But I think it would be great if he presented one of these, like I mentioned, that are really moving, and then had revival prayer, outpouring of the Holy Spirit prayer following it. What a nice timing that would be.
Mm.
Right.
I will say that we did start to watch the on YouTube, and it was like posted, I don't know, 6 days ago.
Posted 6 days ago, made years ago.
He started
making them like 7 years ago. And so I'm, you know, that's all I'm saying, Gigi. You know,
okay.
You go ahead and,
know.
You know.
Well, yeah, if we so haven't we, seen like it, Sister Kathy, like this one here about the revival in the Rockies, I think it was talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And yeah. If that's mm-hmm. just posted, but it hasn't been maybe first time posted, who cares? I mean, I'm going to watch them all anyways. So.
Yeah.
But I hate to see that stage that they set up there, that room, studio room.
It was a hangar. Yeah, it was the, there's like 30 airplane. Well, no, not 30, but there was a vacant hangar, and it's like, hey, this would be perfect. And so he really claimed it out of an old airplane hangar. And it is genius, in my opinion.
All the memorabilia that was in it, and mm-hmm. maps and like statues, and it mm-hmm. was so much there. It was wow! It was that background, that setting was incredible. All right, yeah. And then we have Rita here. Hello, Sister Rita.
Hello, Cousin John, and I wasn't on the first part of the program, and I didn't hear if Pastor Ernie had did he have a bypass surgery?
No, he didn't. When they got him to the hospital, they did another EKG and it was normal. And they determined that it was something, I mean, it was exactly similar to what happened to me. And he had something in his gastric system there. It produced all sorts of gas. And then he couldn't breathe because his stomach had expanded so much and it was interfering with the beat of his heart. And all, and so, but they did, I think they did put a stent in his carotid artery. I think they did, okay. Or they're going to do, one of the two. But he has to go and find out why he ended up in this, through his digestive system, why he ended up in this condition.
Did they do blood work? Because
I'm sure they did. It was high. I mean, whatever was going on, the one that they sent him to the hospital with, yeah, his blood work was really high.
Huh. So
whatever it was affecting his heart. But as soon as the pressure was off, his heart came back to normal. Okay. All right. So let's open with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for all the wonderful, I know the Bible says knowledge shall greatly increase. And Lord, we can testify to that, Lord. We can testify what we've learned through videos and great variety, Lord, how you've moved through the ages by the mighty power of the Holy Spirit, Lord. So we thank you. And Lord, tonight we're going to watch Catherine Kuhlman, I think from a crusade years back. And I pray it be a great blessing, Lord. I pray we'd all be greatly edified. And this is the first time I've really heard her fullness, Lord. I've only heard little excerpts about her. But people, I remember back in the day, Lord, when people had been attending live and they would talk about her and the tremendous anointing that was on her. Lord. Your anointing was greatly on her. So I pray, Lord, that we would be blessed. I pray that we'd be blessed by even now the anointing that's on her. And Lord, whatever we do is always under the blood of the everlasting covenant which you made with us on Calvary, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so let me get this set up here. It should not take long. And a couple more buttons have to be pressed. And here we go. 1969. That's what this is. Took place in 1969. So 1969, I just finished the local community college and I was going to Virginia Commonwealth University. And I didn't know the Lord. 5 years later, took 5 more years. Okay, here we go.
And she said, "Are you praying for anybody in this group?" And I said, "Our daughter's born blind." And she says, "I think God's doing something for her. In fact, I know she is." And we couldn't say anything. We were just
crying.
Crying under
crying.
The car.
She's crying.
She's crying and shaking.
And you knew that you weren't doing the shaking, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, I knew it was of God.
And then when did she start to work? When did she start to walk then?
Christmas Day. About a month later, she was healed on the 17th of November. Christmas Day, she started walking all over the house, and we were at Christmas dinner at someone else's house, and she was just going all over the place. And we were just praising the Lord for this, because she had never walked a step.
Had never walked a step.
She would hold on to things and pull herself around and walk, but she would never let go of anything when she was on the ground. She would always hold on to something. And Christmas Day, she walked her first steps, and she just went all over the house.
See, being blind, she'd have to hold on mm-hmm. to something. Right. You're a grateful father and mother, aren't you?
Praise God, that's all I can say.
And you're so young. How old are you?
I'm 27.
I'm not going to ask his wife.
I'm 22.
Honey, are you?
Yes.
And your child is how old?
She'll be 3 in next month.
You're just about the most grateful parents in the whole world.
Oh, yes.
Is this your only child?
Yes.
And you mean she's normal now?
Yes.
Absolutely normal. I wish you'd see this beautiful blonde child. She's sound asleep right now.
First time today she's gone to sleep.
This beautiful curly-headed child.
To see the smile on their faces, Miss...
Tell the whole world, as a father who's had a blind baby healed by the power of God, is it real?
Oh, yes, it is so real. It's hard to explain it. It's just wonderful. All I know is there is a God, and I accept Jesus as my personal Savior, and it's changed my entire life. There's nothing like it.
You just started to live.
Just like the scripture.
And yet he took something that could have been the greatest tragedy in your life.
Yes.
You felt like your whole world had come to an end when you became the father of a baby born blind.
Well, I actually said I hated God to my mother. I told her, if there's a God, I hate him for what he did. But mm-hmm. I realize now that it wasn't God that caused it in the beginning.
And he took this tragedy and used it for his glory.
Oh, he brought our family so close, it's hard to describe.
People tonight, you have heard some of the greatest sermons you'll ever hear preached.
That's the truth.
No man with the world's greatest oratorical ability could ever preach the masterpieces that the Holy Spirit has preached just through lives of men and women and young people in Melody Land this hour. Father God, you're still exactly where you are. Always were. And you're still God Almighty. We give you the praise. Here is this precious little baby girl. So innocent, so sweet, this little blonde, curly-headed child. We dedicate this child to you, but more than that, we thank God, for the way you've used what seemingly was the greatest tragedy in the lives of these parents and used it for your glory. Thanks and thanks again.
Praise God. What a beautiful sight.
No one could have been in this place tonight and could drive out of this place or walk out of Melody Land and be the same person you were. Everything has happened, from holy laughter to the moments that are so sacred that one felt like taking off the shoes from off one's feet. Heads bowed just now, please. Just heads bowed. There's something far greater than the healing of sick bodies. There's something far greater. I know it's wonderful to see these bodies healed instantly by God's power. But there's something far greater. Jesus said he must be born again. It is not optional. Salvation is something you're going to have to want. He'll never force it upon you. Never. He'll never force himself upon any man or any woman. You come because you want to come. You accept him because you want to accept him. He'll never force you. Never. You choose to come. I made the choice one day. It was the greatest choice I ever made. It was the greatest decision I ever made. That day in that little Methodist church in Concordia, Missouri, I chose him. Just now in the stillness of this moment, as the Holy Spirit speaks to your heart, we're going to turn this entire stage in Melody Land to one of the most sacred altars. I want that man, that woman, that young person who'll say, Catherine Kloman, I've never had that definite experience of being born again. Jesus said, him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. Come and stand right here. I'll pray for you. That's what I want, Catherine Kloman. I want to be born again. Come on. Come on and stand right here. Come on from the different runways. Come on. That's what I want. That's what I want. Come on. Father God, I pray there shall not be one leaving this place of worship this Monday evening without having felt that glorious touch. His touch. The touch that gives life everlasting. The touch that forgives. There is no touch in the universe like the touch of that nail-scarred hand. And I pray the Holy Spirit shall breathe upon this people. Not one shall see Catherine Kuhlman. Not a person in this sanctuary shall see the servant. The Holy Spirit shall have perfect liberty. He shall have absolute freedom. He shall again take the vessel and speak through lips of clay. We stand before you completely gilded tonight. Pray that men and women sitting here in your glorious presence shall be open to the moving of the Holy Spirit. May it be one of those moments when His presence was there to heal. This is very marvelous in here. Just stand there for one full minute, just breathing in of the very presence of the Holy Spirit. That communion of the Holy Ghost. Nearer to you this moment than that one standing next to you. There is literally a place in Him where you stand and breathe in of His matchless presence. Not asking Him for anything, but adoring Jesus. The key that unlocks the storehouse of glory is praise, as we praise Jesus. And the Holy Spirit will always magnify, will always glorify Jesus. He's the one. See Him. See Jesus. And we vow to give you the praise for everything that happens in this place of worship this Monday night. We vow with our very life to give you the glory. We vow to give you the praise. Thank you, audience. You may be seated. Thank you. There is something so wonderful in this place. There's something so glorious here. I give you praise. We could begin even now with the healing of sick bodies. I shall not speak tonight. I shall not preach. If you came expecting a sermon, you've had the greatest teaching in the world here in this clinic. You've had the finest teaching anywhere in the world. You've been a privileged people. You've had marvelous teaching and glorious preaching. Tonight I believe that the Holy Spirit is pleased to give of Himself. It's one thing to teach of the power of the Holy Spirit. It's one thing to preach regarding the mighty third person of the Trinity. But it's another thing to see His power in action. And tonight we've come, some of you have come, you're weary in body, methinks you've come directly from work. You'd be amazed how many have not yet had their evening meal. You'd be glad for having made this sacrifice. I give you praise, wonderful Jesus. There's a lung condition. You received that touch before I ever walked on this stage tonight. Just breathe deeply right now. There's a lung condition that someone has received a healing for. just sit there and just praise him. There's an allergy, and the person is very near the one who's been healed of his lung condition. It's an allergy that you've had, and you've had it for some time. Father, I thank you for the healing of that allergy in that body. That allergy goes in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, the Holy Spirit is so pleased tonight. I praise you. In that same section of the auditorium, there's sugar diabetes. Father, that sugar goes. The fire of the Holy Spirit burns that sugar out of that body even now. That resurrection power burns that sugar out of that body. And that person who's being healed, you go back to your doctor and you'll find out that every trace of that sugar has gone. Don't try to analyze these things. You can no more analyze his power than you can analyze God. There's a second healing for sugar diabetes. There's still a second, and the power of the Holy Spirit is on that one. There's a warmth upon that body. It is a supernatural warmth. Is that arthritis in the toes? Somebody's getting a healing for arthritis, and so far as I can tell, it's in the toes. The person is behind me. Begin moving those toes. You'll find that every trace of arthritis has gone out of those toes. How it can be, I don't know. Don't ask me. I don't know. And that person was not expecting it. It's arthritis, the toes. You'll find out every bit of the arthritis has left those toes. Every trace of it is gone. There's another foot healing. I'll get all of these in just a moment. You've had great pain in your feet. It's a bone that has been out of place in the foot, and the bone has gone back into place. You'll no longer have difficulty with that foot. You'll find that you've been completely healed, and it's a bone. You may not have known what it was. I do not know how it was diagnosed. And there's a second one that's been healed of arthritis in the toes. There's a second healing. Somebody got the overflow from the first. Somebody got that overflow. It's so wonderful. And it's completely gone. Oh, this oneness. The Holy Spirit is so pleased. He is so pleased. It's just like waves of glory in here. What is this coming up? I know. It's the power of God, and this woman is scared to death, and she can't believe it. It's the power of the Holy Spirit. It's the power of God that comes upon this body. And she's scared to death. And she was not expecting this tonight. She's not expecting this. She was not expecting this at all. This is glory on her. And there's somebody near where she was, wherever she came from. No wonder they said that they were drunk with wine, you know. I know. Somebody help Donnie, because the power of God's on Donnie so strong. The power of God is on Donnie
so strong. I know, that's... Oh, Jesus, I give you praise. I give you high. That is glory. That is glory in here. The power of God is in there. Oh, that is glory. Somebody near her over here, somebody near where she was sitting has also been healed. An arm has loosened through this section. Wherever this woman is, that bursitis, and an arm has loosened and is the same section. And an arm has loosened through here. Let me pause just a minute. I've got to get the arthritis of the toes. I've got to get that arthritis in the toes. Where is that person who's had arthritis in the toes? Where are you? Put a hand up, hide up so I can get it. And the person is completely healed. Where's that arthritis? It in the toes. Where are you? Where? You'll find that it's completely gone. Stand on your toes, sir. Just stand on your toes. You'll find it's completely gone. Is there any pain there at all? This is glory. Come here. Come here. If God can heal a man over 100 years of age, he can heal anybody.
That's right, Miss Cooper. He is over 100.
How many years? How old are you?
103.
I think I have that diabetes, too.
He has just received an earnest of when this mortal will have put on immortality. Stand on your toes right now. Is there no pain?
No pain whatsoever, no.
You mean none?
None.
Come walk with me on your toes. Whatsoever. Come on, come on. Come on.
Oh, what an experience. You see, walking. Blood on his toes.
The little toes were the worst.
Who got the overflow from this? There's another somebody who's gotten the overflow from this for arthritis in the toes. Where are you? Somebody at the same instant got an overflow. You may not have been expecting it. I've got to wait just long enough to get it because somebody got that overflow from this. Where are you?
They were pointing right over here. Someone lifted
their hand. What is this behind me? What is this? Somebody had a hand behind me. Wherever it is, it's completely gone. What is this?
Just one toe.
Stand on your toes.
It doesn't hurt. It felt like water in my shoes when you begin to speak.
Tell the folks, what did it feel like?
I felt like water in both of my shoes whenever she began to speak about arthritis. I have it just in one toe.
And you felt like water in your shoes?
Yes.
Well, take your feet out of your shoes and be dead sure there's not water.
Oh, I know. I know what it is.
Take your feet out of which
hip. It was the right one, the second toe.
Stand on the toe.
Well, it doesn't hurt. It's all
gone. Is there no pain?
I could hardly stand and lie out there tonight. It hurts so.
Stand on your toes again. Is there no pain at all?
There's none at all.
Jesus, I give you praise. I know.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
And wherever this woman was seated... Wherever this woman was seated, there's somebody has received a healing for an arm. Near this woman, I don't know where she was seated. Wherever you came from, wherever she was, wherever she came from, you'll find that an arm, don't forget to take your shoes along with you, that's right. You can go to any doctor you want to and you'll not find one trace of arthritis. What is this?
Same thing, Miss Kuhlman, her toes.
I also have allergy and I feel fine. I came in here sneezing and a
wound. You came in here sneezing. The
allergy
and the whole thing.
Real bad, right.
And your toes, stand on your toes.
Right.
Is there no pain?
No, it was real bad. Real bad.
Take your feet out of your shoes. Be dead sure. When God heals you, you're really healed. You can. Is there no pain?
No.
None.
It was real. It was
go walk around a bit and try out your new feet. Go on. Go on.
She left her shoes here, Miss Kuhlman.
Is there no pain there? Not at all. Stand in your room again. Right now, any person in this place that has anything wrong with your feet, I don't care what it is, this anointing that's on for feet, every person in this place that has anything is like waves of glory in this place. I do not understand how the Holy Spirit works, but any person in this place that has anything wrong with your feet at all, take that healing right now. Take it.
On way back here, Miss Kuhman.
Take it right now. It's a what?
Arm has been loosened.
An arm has been loosened. Put that arm straight up. That's that same section where the first lady was that had arthritis of toes, right? Is the arm completely loosened? None. Completely gone. In just this split second, every person in this place that has difficulty with the feet, just stand right straight up. Just stand up right now. Just stand. Take that healing right now. Take that healing. There's a man right down here who's been healed, sir. Come here. Come here. You. That's right, sir. You can't believe it.
You that's can't. My song leader, Miss Kuhman.
You're going to find out he's been completely healed. Stomp down. Stomp down as hard as you can. Is there any pain there at all?
No.
None?
It was this toe that was crooked.
Is there no pain there at all? Stand on your toes. Just stand. Is there no pain?
He's running.
I give you praise. The power of the Holy Ghost that goes through this body is the power of God. I know this is glory. There is another man. What are you waiting? Sir, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Come here, sir. Come here. Which foot?
I got my left foot. I had a broken toe.
A broken toe?
Well, it was all crunched up.
Stump on it.
I don't feel anything at all now. I just praise the Lord.
Don't you feel a thing?
Well, I just feel kind of a glow on me. That's about all. I don't feel any pain at all.
A glow.
Just a glow.
Amen.
Go on, stand on your toes.
Oh, it's just great. It's great.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Are you dead sure?
I'm not dead, but I'm sure.
Arthritis, Miss Kuhman. Right arm.
Glory to God.
Is the arthritis in the right arm?
Yes.
Put it up that right arm. Put it up.
Oh.
Swing it as hard as you can. Swing it as hard as you can. Harder. Still harder. Is there no pain in there at all?
Oh, I haven't been free from pain for so long.
You what, honey?
I haven't been free from pain for so long.
Put both arms right straight up.
Oh.
Is there no pain there? You mean you can't believe it? Are you sure?
Even in my neck, it's gone.
Well, move your neck as hard as you can. It won't fall off. Go on. That's as hard as you can. Move it hard.
I haven't been able to for years.
Have you not?
I haven't.
Well, move it again as hard as you can.
Oh, glory.
Yeah,
oh,
I know
thank
glory
you, Jesus.
Is right. Glory is right. Oh, that's
my
right.
Jesus.
I know, I give you praise. Well, what is it, Mr. Bennett? There's so much power on this place right now. Here come two more men.
That second one's a preacher that I know real well, Miss Kuhman.
The which one's the preacher?
This is a Christian church. I think he's congregational now.
Yeah.
Well, what are you? You're a preacher, what? With what denomination?
The Congregational Christian.
Well, that's a good combination.
We're going in through two doors. Be sure we get there.
Which foot, my brother?
It was both of them.
For some time?
Wakes me up at night, cramping and feeling.
Stomp down on both of them, right?
Oh, they're fine now. It's in the middle of the night they bother me, wake me up.
Jesus, right now the power of the Holy Ghost just falls on both of these men.
Praise God.
That has to be the power of God when you see a preacher go down on the flat of his back. That has to be God. You know that. It has to be.
All 3 feet, Miss Kuhman.
All three of them.
Their feet are healed. All three, both feet are healed.
I cannot understand the moving of the Holy Spirit, but it's so real.
Neither can I. You know, yesterday, when this man that was totally blind received his healing, they had the seeing eye dog right behind it. A little girl came up that was totally blind in one eye. They had brain damage. It just seems like they follow in sequence.
Yes, I don't understand it. is beyond our comprehension. And that little girl was the most marvelous thing. She was so innocent. She was almost like the one in the Bible who said, I don't know what happened, but whereas I was blind, now I see.
She said to her stepmother, I've never been so excited in all my life. Now I can see everybody when I play with them.
That's right. Think how we would feel if we had been blind all of our lives.
She was born blind.
Yeah. And then just suddenly be able to see.
Praise God.
Oh, bless you. Which foot, honey?
This one. I felt a bone gone.
Tell the folks, you what?
Oh, I've been suffering for about 4 months with this toe. I couldn't even wear shoes.
And you, what did
and
you feel?
I felt the bone going in, cracking, and then I start moving my foot, and now I can move it. I always felt something in here in the bottom, like
Jesus, I thank you. It's the power of the Holy Ghost that is gone through this body.
So I heard it on Monday, and it's been bothering me ever since. And I was coming, I felt the heat in my foot.
Did you feel the heat in your foot?
Yes, I did.
The power of the Holy Spirit.
Right,
oh, Jesus, there's nothing in the world like it.
Bless you.
And what is this? Another foot. Which one? Which
it was
one?
The second one from the.
Stand on your toes right now. And there's somebody or something else. What is this?
Varicose veins.
And you mean they completely dissolved, honey? Jesus, I give you praise. I know that's glory.
Praise God.
The power of God goes through this body. Take it right now, the power of the Holy Ghost. Somebody's knee has completely loosened wherever the person is. The knee, what is this? Did you ever go to church like this in your life? Here comes a man
no
walking
shoes.
Up with no shoes.
I don't seem to have an arch at all, but they feel different. I used to train quite a bit for track and field, and I had a lot of...
Where are your shoes?
Well, I was trying out my feet, and...
He was...
You know, he came all the way from Canada, Miss Kuhman.
Are you a Canadian?
Yes, I am.
God loves you Canadians, believe me. I've learned that a long time ago. And
well,
you mean you have been flat-footed?
Yeah, well, I still don't seem to have an arch, but there's no... They feel different. I've had... they've given me a fair amount of pain in the past, and...
All right, you know what to do? Oh, run down there. You see the stick? All right, run. Go on. Down there.
There he goes.
Come on. Did you see him running? Is there...
I think he could run for track.
The run, but when I ran without shoes before, they didn't feel right. They felt perfect that time.
So, it's altogether different now.
You know, like, normally when I run, they feel weak. That is without shoes, and they don't feel weak now.
Dear Jesus, thanks is all we can say. Just thanks. There's nothing more to be said. Yes, Lord. And you weren't even expecting this, were you?
Well, I wasn't thinking of my feet. I was thinking more of my eyes, because they give me more trouble than my feet do.
The eyes in for good measure. Just throw these eyes in for good measure, I pray. As the power of God perfects this healing from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. Thanks and thanks. That's right. Touch these eyes. Touch these eyes. And right now somebody else is getting a healing. It's a cataract that's slipping. I don't know where you are in the auditorium, but there's a cataract that is slipping. And somebody is getting sight in an eye. You know where you are. What is this over here?
Bursitis, right arm. For 12 years.
Bursitis with the right arm for 12 years.
Praise you, Jesus.
Put it right straight up.
Praise you, Jesus.
Is the pain completely gone?
Praise.
For how many years?
12 years.
Swing that arm as hard as you can. Is there no bursitis there at all?
No pain.
None at all?
None at all.
Did it just heal instantly?
It was, yes.
Put both arms up.
I couldn't hardly believe it was true, but it's true.
She said, I could hardly believe it was true.
Hallelujah. Oh, praise you,
but
Jesus.
But just like you.
Praise you, Jesus.
Dear
hallelujah.
Jesus, thanks. And
oh, hallelujah, Jesus.
I know.
Glory.
Oh, thanks. What is this?
Toes.
Here's another. The power is
on.
Amen.
What is this?
Allergy for day by day weather conditions, and
I know
allergies.
Glory
yeah.
on you.
Free.
What is it?
Cataracts, Ms. Goodman.
Cataracts.
Jesus, right now we rebuke these cataracts in your mighty name. In the name of Jesus. And there's another arm. I must get it. And the person was not expecting it. It's another arm that has loosened. Tell me where the person is. And there's someone here wearing a brace. If you'll take that brace off, you'll find out that you've been completely healed. That's all that I can tell you. There's someone here with a brace on. Take off that brace. And you'll find you've been completely healed. I've got to get the other arm that was loosened. I've got to get it. You may not have been expecting it, but the arm is completely loosened. Where are you? The arm is loosened. If I don't see you, just come on up. Because there's so much that's happening all over this place. Who got this? Who got to this? Some part of this great auditorium, they're having a miracle service all by themselves. That's all right with me. There's something that's going on through here. Something is happening. What is it? And is it completely loosened?
I think they fell under the power back there.
I think they did too. I think so. What is this right here?
A spur on the toe on the right foot.
A spur on the toe of the right foot. Strum down on it right now. Is it no pain at all?
Anything.
And you were not expecting this at all.
No, I wasn't.
This is a woman who was very surprised. Where do you go to church?
A Baptist church.
A Baptist. He threw a Baptist in for good measure, didn't he? Stop on it right now. And there's no pain.
No,
you were not expecting it at all. Jesus, I just pray that you'll just give this Baptist a double dose. As the power of God goes through this body. This young man, what is this?
Slighter disease of both knees.
Of both knees. Bend them. Bend them, young man. Just bend them. Is there no pain there?
No pain, no. You're like that. You don't know her. No pain.
How long have you had this condition?
About 2 years.
2 years. Do it again, just as hard as you can.
He's hitting them very hard.
Bend them back again. And no pain.
A little bit more than this one, no.
Jesus. Yeah.
I didn't get that.
He hit his leg so hard, he said, there's little pain now.
Yeah. Well, if I hit mine that hard, I'd have pain too.
That's right. Strum down on him. And no pain. How old are you?
13 and a half.
Did you know God was going to do this for you tonight?
No.
Do you have difficulty in running?
I used to. I couldn't run last year because of my knees, and it come on and off, and I had a bad spell this year.
And what do the doctors call it?
Ogle Slider disease.
Turn around. Let him run down that aisle. Women, out of the way, please. Here comes a runner. There he goes. Come on. Out of the way, everybody. Out of the aisles. Here he comes. Look at this.
He's really running.
And no pain. Dear Jesus, thanks. That's all we can say. We give you the honor.
One behind you, Miss Kuhlman. Her arm has loosened. She had serious arthritic problems.
Is that what the people were so pleased about over there? I know it. The power is on her.
She's from Egypt, Miss Kuhlman.
I don't know how you call it here. Get through my teeth and
You're from Egypt, honey. Were you expecting this tonight?
No.
Oh, you were not expecting this. She said she could not even dress herself. You mean this is through your arms, any other part of your body?
It's my shoulder and my arm right here.
Begin moving that arm right now.
Yeah, I do.
Yes, I do, she says. And you've not been able to move it like that for how long?
5 years.
5 years.
It's rheumatism.
Put both arms right straight up.
Hallelujah!
That was worth coming all the way from Egypt for, you know it.
Amen.
Hallelujah, that's glory.
Isn't the Lord faithful?
What is this?
How marvelous. This woman has just come in from New York City.
Wait just a minute, so everybody hears this.
She's embarrassed. She looks windblown.
She has just flown in from where?
From New York City with her daughter. She came to the September meeting at the Shrine, weighed 104 pounds with cancer of the bone. She came on crutches. God touched her body that day, but she got to the end and you had the altar call. She could not go forward. She went back home at that time, which was Los Angeles. Since then, she's been living in New York City. Today, she weighs 134 pounds.
Beautiful.
She has gained all this weight, has recovered from bone cancer. Tonight, she had some pain in her pelvis area. That was all that was left, and God just healed that.
Are you from New York? New York City now. And you've just flown in from New York City. And you had cancer. What part of your body?
I had it in my head and in my vertebrae and in my hip joints. I weighed 104 pounds. If you remember, I came to the meeting on crutches.
You weighed 104 pounds when you came to the Shrine Auditorium.
Mm-hmm. I've been in four hospitals.
And you came in on crutches in the Shrine Auditorium. Tonight, you're back in Los Angeles, having flown from New York City. How much do you weigh now?
Do I have to tell you? Well,
let's just say she's the right size, Miss Cooley.
It's 134.
You've gained that much weight?
Yes. I have to diet now.
She has to diet now. And you came in on crutches. Walk over here. Show these people. Look. Look, look. This is the way I believe in divine healing, people. This is how I believe in divine healing. When God heals you of cancer, you're healed. Here's the woman.
Oh, what a sight.
Here's the woman who came in on crutches in the Shrine Auditorium. She has gained weight from 104 to a nice size of 134. That's the power of God. Cancer of the brain.
Come in.
This is the daughter.
Remember, I carried a magazine with me when I came up.
I remember this case, Miss Kuhlman. Yes.
Come here, and this is your mother, honey.
I carried a magazine.
Well, I carried a magazine with her picture on the cover, and asked you to pray that the Lord would save her soul. And cancer. And
what do you do, honey?
I was a model, but I've given my life to Christ.
You were a model, and you've given your life to Christ.
Yes, I'm trembling.
She says, I'm trembling. Did all of this happen through your mother's wonderful healing?
Yes.
Honey, really? This is what we discussed in the clinic today. God uses the healing of sick bodies for the salvation.
Yes, it does.
I dare say you would never have accepted the Lord. Had it not been for your mother's wonderful healing. Tell us what it did to you.
I don't think I can talk with you.
You mean because you're shaking?
I'm trembling. You all know from what you've all seen that the power of the Lord is too much to talk about. It really is. The Holy Spirit is too much to talk about. It's a miracle. And people use the word so lightly, but... But it's not to be used lightly. And miracles aren't something you can stand up and really describe. At least I can't. I'm just so grateful. I just pray that you all really feel the power of the Lord, the power of the Holy Spirit. And that you all recognize this is a reality. This isn't something that's staged or organized. I lived with my mother. I brought her to New York City because she was dying. She weighed 98 pounds or 104 pounds at different times. And I brought it to my apartment in New York City. I was a fashion model. You can see my picture on old issues of Vogue or Harper's Bazaar or Ladies' Home Journal. I was making $75 an hour. I thought the Bible was a crashing bore, and I didn't want to hear about Jesus.
Right.
And then I saw my mother healed. That was the first thing. And the Lord just started dealing with me. And one day, believe it or not, I was sitting in a studio in front of Irving Penn's camera working, doing the September issue for Vogue. And the Lord said, I want you right this minute. And so I got up and I walked out.
Wonderful to see them embrace because of the love of God.
Praise the Lord. Well, I'd like to say also that Brother Wilkerson was praying at the same time my mother had written and come into the theater, and that you people here were also praying for me and for my daughter. And we've been in touch with no people in New York City. We've been completely isolated.
I can understand why.
Yes.
I gladly give my life to him.
Yes.
And what you just said is profound.
Not really. I want to say one thing, though. There's something very important about Jesus. When Jesus was in Gethsemane, the Pharisees came, and they wanted to take him, and somebody smite off somebody else's ear. I really don't know the story. But Jesus said, you don't take my life, I give it. And this is true of Christians. Jesus doesn't sort of, as I said, he grabbed me out of a sitting. But it wasn't something I was forced to do. It's love. It's the love of the Lord. And I'm sure you all, I mean, you wouldn't be here if you didn't know the love of the Lord. And it's not something that's taken from you, it's something that you give. You want to serve Jesus, you want to give your life, because there's no other way. There really isn't any other way, is there? Is there?
No, there is no other way.
Amen.
There's no other way.
Praise God.
And it's something that's so sacred. And it's something so wonderful. The power of God's on your mother just now. The power of the home in peace. It's something that's so sacred, beloved. Don't ever let this become common to you.
Never.
I beg of you, please. Don't let this become common to you. Don't let the Holy Spirit become common to you. Don't let Jesus become ordinary to you. These wonderful spiritual experiences are so glorious. Don't speak of them in a light way. They're priceless. Treasures, there are things you can't speak of. Those experiences are so priceless.
Amen.
That's why when they ask me questions, how do I know and what takes place? I feel it's almost a sacrilege to talk about these things. It's the power of the Holy Ghost. It's the power of the Holy Spirit. In this place just now is the moving of the Holy Ghost, the same power that moved upon Jesus and was manifested during his ministry. The same person through whom Jesus offered himself to be given before God gave him. We stand here at this moment and we give ourselves again all over as a living sacrifice unto you. Love is something you do, and we love you enough that we're sorry there's not more that we can give you. It's so small. And Father, I stand here and I dedicate this life to you to be used for your glory, literally. The power of the Holy Ghost comes upon this one. Use this life for your glory. You will feel that which we yield unto you. We give ourselves unreservedly unto you to be used for your glory. We withhold nothing. We withhold nothing from you.
Can I say one more thing?
Indeed.
I just want to say one more thing. I think the only kind of Christian there is in this world is a totally committed one. I don't think there's any other way. And Jesus said, choose ye this day whom thou shalt serve. Jesus isn't just miracles. He isn't just healing. It's a lot of other things.
Yeah.
And you have to find out what those things are. But you can't say, Jesus, I want to use you as a checkbook or a Kleenex or to heal my wounds and then put you away. It has to be every minute of every day. It has to be 100%. It has to be. And you must know this. And why would anybody want to live any other way anyway? Amen. Amen.
Miss Kuhlman, I happen to know these people. They call me from New York. And they have made that kind of dedication. She's made that kind of dedication. She turned down some real important contracts because she believed there were certain things Christians couldn't do. I believe God already has made it up to her.
I do too, Ralph.
God bless you.
Amen. God is so faithful.
Wonderful Jesus, thou hast spoken. The Holy Spirit hath spoken through lips of clay. This, my friend, is real. The Holy Spirit hath spoken. We can talk about consecration. We can have our seminars and talk about surrender and consecration. But beloved, it's more than just a matter of discussion. You've seen one tonight who has made that full surrender.
That's it. My mother said she'd never talked to an audience like this before in her life, but the Spirit of God was on her.
This is holy ground in here. If we'd have a benediction right now and leave this place, not one of us could possibly be the same person that we were before we entered this place. Not one. We're living in the last days, and he's pouring out of himself upon all flesh. Men and women from every walk of life, you know what I'm talking about. This is glory in here. In just this moment, what is this over here? Come here, Maggie. Come here. I don't know. Looking at you, I don't know which one we got the healing.
This is another one from Canada, Miss Kuhlman.
He's from Canada, and he had cerebral palsy. His knees were bent down. Now he can straighten them. He can lift his leg. He can bend over. He can stand on his toes, and he's the happiest boy here tonight.
Which one have you got this healing?
I don't know.
Jesus has the power of...
Praise God. They both went under. You know, every person that came with this group from Canada received the Spirit in these meetings already.
That's what
it's
I'm
been beautiful.
You. Look,
the power's
here.
Still on him. I don't know what he's getting up from us.
The power is so strong on this lad. This is the power of God on this lad. Look at this. How old are you, honey?
17.
Are you 17 years of age?
Yes.
Stand straight right now. Have you never stood like that in your life?
No, I never have.
You have never. And what is it the doctor say you had?
Cerebral palsy.
How long ago did you have it?
Since I was born.
Were you born with it?
Yes, I was.
Most of us around here, Miss Kuhlman, have seen him walking, so we know he's been here during the whole clinic.
Pick up your legs right now. Now the other one. Now the other one. Now the other one.
that smile on his face.
You mean you could not have walked like that? I
walked. He walked on his toes.
He walked on his toes. You mean you could not? Is this the first time that your feet have been flat on the ground?
Without trying real hard. Now it's hard to stand on my toes.
You mean now it's hard to stand on your toes?
Right.
And before you had to walk on your toes?
Yeah.
Walk again. Put your full weight of your... Yeah, look. That's right. Do you hear him? That's right. Come down hard so everybody can... That's right. Come down. Is this the first time since... Well, never in your life have you ever walked like this?
Never.
In your whole life?
Never.
What happened to you?
I was sitting in that chair, and all of a sudden, I felt real funny, and I can't explain it.
Stomp on again, just still harder. Now the other one. You see that your legs are straightening now?
Yes.
You see that? Come on, walk with me a little. That's right.
She's walking with him around in the auditorium.
Come on, bend them all the way back. Are you sure this is you?
I don't know.
You're not quite sure whether this is you or somebody else, huh? Look how straight these legs are. And you've never walked like this.
Never.
In your whole life?
Never in my whole life.
And you're how old?
17.
God bless you, God. Oh!
Power of God came on him again.
The power of God on this lad again. How many have to admit this is God?
Put up a hand.
What is this?
Said it started yesterday, the healing, and finished today.
The healing started yesterday. The power of God will continue on this lad. Look at this. That's just power.
He's out.
I know. And look at those legs straightening. Look at those legs straightening. Emphysema, and the healing started yesterday.
Yes, you mentioned the first thing in the service, and I didn't think it was for me, and then all of a sudden the Holy Spirit hit me. And the people all sitting around me knew it was for me also. And so last night, I went. We didn't have time to eat, so I came to evening service. So I had a chocolate bar, which I'm not supposed to have, and I didn't cough. Nothing bothered me, and then I went home. And it was the first night in about 2 years I haven't had medication to sleep. And then this morning, I took a sister home that had been at meetings all week. I came from Canada also, but she.
Are you a Canadian?
Yes, I'm with this fellow and this other fellow that had flat feet.
I think these are Baptists, Miss Kuhlman.
Are you Baptist?
Praise the Lord.
You are!
So this morning, the lady, when she fixed breakfast, she didn't know that I was not supposed to eat eggs either. So she, a great big whomping pile of eggs and milk. I'm not supposed to be drinking milk. And I haven't been coughing either. Nothing's wrong. See, that's just the Holy Spirit. Just I had a bit of pain tonight. First thing you mentioned was lung condition again. And you said you already received your healing. And the pain and everything went away.
And how long had you had this?
2 years. My lungs have been burnt with sulfur.
Ah. Oh. And you're doing everything you could not have done. You're eating.
Well,
everything.
I did it today. That's answer enough.
I think this boy is the boy that was quite a singer, Miss Kuhlman, before.
Yes, that's
he
right.
Had this accident.
Yes, I'm just trusting the Lord now that my voice will come back completely too through this.
And dear Jesus, just perfect that which thou hast begun. As the power of the Holy Spirit has gone through this body. Amen.
He's the son of a Baptist Amen. Minister who was listed in Who's Who, Miss Coon.
The Baptist minister, his father.
Yes.
Listed in Who's Who.
And he won a top award for his voice. The reason I know is because I talked to his father today in my office. We've been praising God all day long because we knew it was completed.
Well, praise the Lord.
And your father knows about this.
Well, my father didn't know what was all going on either. Apparently he's taken it by faith and told you about it.
Is your father here?
Somewhere out here.
There he is, right through there, Miss Kuhlman.
Come here, come here. Come on, come here. And is this all new to your father? New to your father, too?
No, he's experienced revival in his ministry in 1950, we saw marvelous outpouring of the Holy Spirit just when I was a young
and
child.
And you're a Baptist minister.
Yes, amen.
From Canada.
Yeah, that loves the Lord.
Tell me about your son. Did you know he was experiencing this?
Not altogether. I realized that he was experiencing some things yesterday. When you spoke of someone who had been healed of emphysema, the Lord spoke to me and said, "That's your son." And I said, "Thank you, Lord." But I didn't know all that was happening.
So you're hearing some of this for the very first time?
Some of it.
Oh, isn't the power of God marvelous?
God is good. God is so good.
God is so good.
Amen.
I give you praise as resurrection power just flows through these bodies. The power of the Holy Ghost flows through these bodies. Oh, there go. There's a power that's on this precious one. What about now? That's a power that's going through this body. I know that's power. That's power. That's power. Oh, that's power. That's power.
Marvelous. She's under God's power.
Amen. Hang on, Gene. These people are not really drunk, Miss Goobin. The preacher preached last night on being drunk
she
with
was
new wine.
For this other boy, you know,
yeah,
that was healed.
The what, Gene?
She was praying. She needed a healing for emphysema and a dozen other things. But she was praying for this young man that was just healed and said, "God, I'd rather you heal him than me."
And then what happened?
And when he came up here and went under the power, then the power came upon her, and she's been marvelously healed. But she's so under the power, we can't get her up here to tell us.
Praise
you
God.
Know, Ralph, I think it was like this in the early church, don't you?
Well, the Bible says that they never saw it on this fashion before, and I think they could say that about this meeting.
And you don't know something. I came in here tonight, really, I was going to do a little preaching. But look at her. What's the matter, honey? What's the matter? What? Listen, if you've never seen the power of God, did you expect all of this?
And a holy laughter came upon her, and then it came upon Ruth Fisher, too, at the same time when... Back here in the back.
I believe in that.
Look at her better eyes. You know that's something.
And you were not expecting this. Are you from Canada too? Where are you from? Where are you from?
I live here. Indiana.
She said, "I live here."
Indiana. No, I live here.
She's from originally from Indiana, she says.
She said, "This is glory. Had you never experienced anything like this in your life before?"
No.
No.
She said, "No." Where do you go to church?
Well, I went to his church Sunday.
She went to our church Sunday.
Well, where'd you go before that?
Well, I used to go to the Baptist church in Preston, but I've been ill for over 4 months and then.
She said, "I used to go to the Baptist church
in Preston."
In Texas.
Preston.
Preston, that's right here by us, Miss Kuhlman.
She used to go to the Baptist church.
I've been ill for 4 months and been.
Yeah? And so you haven't gone to church for the past 4 months. You couldn't.
In the heart condition.
And you've never experienced anything like this before in your life. The power of God in your body. Never. Well, come on. Let us walk. Shall we? Come on.
I'm so happy for that little boy.
She's so happy for that little boy, Miss Kuhlman. They saw them bring him in.
See, she said, "I'm so happy for that little boy whose leg straightened and who could stand on his feet." You saw them bring this boy in.
And I told my friend, "I would rather the Lord heal him than me." And I was healed. I'm so happy.
You know that scripture, Miss Goomy, says, "Pray you one for another that ye may be healed."
My God, will sit down.
She is sitting down right now.
I have nothing to do with this service anyway.
Praise God.
Listen, you don't need me. When you have the presence of the Holy Spirit, you have everything. You don't need anything else. And it's just like that. And that which is happening here tonight in Melody Land should be happening in every church in America.
I don't know if she's going to make it off or not.
That's power. Let her go.
She's jumping.
Have you ever seen anything like this?
No, not like that one. That one was different.
That's power. And yet the Holy Spirit doesn't always deal in the same way with individuals. Have you noticed that, Ralph?
I think the spontaneity of a Spirit-led service is the most thrilling thing in the world.
So do I. Just take it off. And
Thank you, Jesus.
I know that's glory on you. Oh, that's glory. He can never say again that nothing ever happens to him, you know it?
You know, Miss Goodman, some people don't know why we laugh. They think maybe it's sacrilegious, but it's the most holy laughter in all the world because it's the joy of the Lord.
There's something different about this laughter in here tonight.
Mm-hmm.
There is something different about it. It's the joy of the Lord. This place is literally filled with the joy of the Lord. And
oh, praise God.
What happened?
They haven't been able to find out. She's been laughing.
Well, we're kind of running out of time, and I would like to talk, because this is my first experience watching Catherine Kuhlman like that, and maybe it's been your first experience also. But I was really, really touched with that mother and daughter. I mean, really, that was deep. That was deep, and some of the other things also. And this may sound strange to you, but I couldn't take my eyes off Catherine Kuhlman's hand. She would point with a finger, and that finger looked like it was 10 inches long, and the movement of her hands and all was unusual. Was very unusual the way she moved her hands, but she would point in it. I don't know what that means, except that her hands were very different to me, the way they moved and the way she would move to touch people. But let's go over to the room right now. Sister Kathy disappeared, but we have Sister Sharon here. Sister Sharon.
Okay, Catholic Chaplain John, I'm going to be extremely honest with you. I won't listen to any more of this.
Okay.
I didn't like it at all.
All right, that's fine. Thank you for being honest. I have no problem with that, Sister Sharon. It's the first time I've seen it. That's the first time. Okay. Go ahead. Yes, Sharon, hello?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Did you have anything more
to say? I haven't watched and listened to stuff like this in ages and stuff, and this just made me remember why I don't watch stuff like this. It's just absolutely not my cup of tea when it comes to celebrating Jesus, God, and our feelings, our salvation, and the whole nine yards.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it. Like I said, it was the first time that I've seen her. Okay.
Yeah. And I know what you're saying about the mother and the daughter. You know, that's something to be appreciated, you know. And so, I mean, it was like little nit of it in there that we could take from.
Well, I can tell you, Sister Sharon.
Be happy.
She passed away in 1976, and I came to the Lord in 1974. And I knew nothing. I mean, I was a brand new believer. And she was hugely controversial. I mean, she was probably the most controversial, what am I going to say, Christian figure back then.
Okay.
And I knew nothing. And this is the first time that I've heard her. She didn't speak. There was more praying for people there. But yes,
right.
She was extremely controversial back in, and now when I came to the Lord in 74, it was soon after she passed away in 76. So it was less than 2 years after I came to the Lord. But I can tell you that I don't know of anyone, and maybe even up till today, that was as controversial as her.
Right. Well, that hits the nail on the head and stuff. And I think Charles wrote in the Uber or Rumble that she died on the operating table. If I read that right.
I don't know. That I didn't know. I mean, it's entirely. What I do know is. Some other, see, I didn't know anything. I didn't know. I was an atheist coming to the Lord. But I do know some key figures back then had went and prayed for her. And she died, even though they had prayed for her. And I remember, I guess you would say the people that didn't like her were kind of using that to, I hate to say the word, but mock her. That three or four or five, however many, like evangelist healer type, prayed for her and she died anyways. Right. But she was extremely controversial. So that's fine, Sister Sharon.
Yeah, like I say, it's there's more out there than her and stuff. But you are right; she's the most controversial person that I've heard today.
Yeah.
Okay. Or to date.
Paula Jean, any comments? Yes, Paula Jean, can you unmute yourself, please? All right. Gigi and Randy?
First of all, I agree with Sharon. And I guess because kind of over the years, I have looked at different people's ministries. Some were good, some weren't. And I feel like, I don't know how to explain it. I think it has to do with like a character of the person. And I know that God says that his, I think it's his gifts are without...
The gifts and callings are without repentance.
Right. And so I know that, I guess because we saw a lot of people that came through when we were overseas. A lot of it was money oriented and yeah, people got healed and people did get delivered, but, there's always something off, and I guess that is off-putting to me. I know that some people start out fine, and then as time goes on, something happens, which I guess is not not surprising. Okay, but for me, I find it kind of uncomfortable that. It's not along with teaching and the other gifts. I mean, she's manifesting two gifts, gifts of knowledge and the gift of healing. But I have to say, John, I don't know. I'm extremely cautious. And like I said, we saw quite a lot of things going on overseas because they... a lot of these ministries, they went through certain countries that had money So there was like a circuit that they rode. And some of them were good. Some of them were not. And the pastors that we were with, some of it they didn't like. And some of it, when these people came through, they all ended up in the pastor's office on Monday. Very confused. So I guess, yeah, I really don't know what to say.
That's all right. That's all right.
Yeah,
I want to hear. So yes, tell me what you think, and that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, because I know, you know, there's a couple of people that are out there where they're doing everything. You know, they're discipling, they're healing, they're casting out demons, they're doing all of that and teaching. So it's more like establishing the person in Christ. And so I guess that's my concern. And I can't speak for Sharon, but maybe that's what she was referring to.
That's fine. Like I say... This is the first, I was touched by the mother and daughter, really, there. But I can say the extremely controversial back there in the 70s there when I came to the Lord. It's mild when I say controversial. No problem. And then we have Sister Rita. Hello, Rita.
Hello, Chaplain John. I found the video very interesting, but I really don't have any opinion either way about Catherine Coleman. And it's not just Catherine Coleman. It's healing, because healing is something I struggle with. And so I don't know.
I can tell you this. And I've mentioned this many, many times. Back in 74, when I came to the Lord, you know, Oral Roberts had, was older, and he had changed in the ministry. And I didn't, I watched them on TV, and I didn't get anything from him at all. So not in a good way, or I wasn't good or bad, or I wasn't against him. It was just flat. And I know other people thought the world of him. And then when I was watching Revival Radio TV, and they were talking about, they had some excerpts. I don't think it was an entire event of his. And I said, well, you know, I never heard him preach. And I was absolutely, what powerful preaching that was. That when he preached back in 55, 56, things like that. When I watched her, I didn't get anything like that. Nothing. You know, Oral Roberts, who was great to me, great power. I was like soaking it in when he was speaking. But her, I didn't get anything other than when, I told you the mother and daughter were there. I thought that was, powerful, really powerful. So from my perspective, I'm glad that these people were healed and all, but I didn't get anything to hold on to, so to speak, like I did with Oral Roberts. Paula Jean, Sister Paula Jean.
Yes,
hello.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes. I logged off my phone and logged back in again. I've learned what to do when you can't hear me. Clicking the mute and unmute doesn't do a thing for it when it's in that state. I thank you, Father, for letting me speak. I'm totally with John in that woman and her daughter, they spoke your truth, and they spoke it simply, powerfully, and directly. And I know that there were people that heard them, that you enabled them to actually hear what they were saying and recognize. the truth and move towards you.
Hold on here. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's okay. But basically, I'm in agreement with the lack of learning from the experience that we listened to. Okay, it wasn't something that was anointed to transfer over in a video format to bring blessing to people. It was more like an observational experience. And so I think that's what you mean by you get nothing. I don't know, but that's what the nothing is when I experience it. And I think it's a very special time when God anoints the words like he does overseas, your words. You know, they're just getting the video, but they're getting the anointing from the Father. They're getting the anointing on their bodies from the prayers. And that's what really kickstarts that relational experience with Father God and the Word, looking to the Word to know more. And so, I don't know, that's my takeaway, is that he did bring to them, okay, from a healing experience, a testimony that could touch everybody because they spoke the truth from your heart through their heart and about something that they had come to know, and that's Jesus. And so I was very blessed by hearing their testimony.
Yes. Yes. Amen. Amen. Did you finish, Paula Jean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did. I don't know what to do next with my phone.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just...
All yeah. Right. All right. So if you hang on there, I'll mute you.
Okay.
No, that's all right. Okay. We have Sister Kathy here. Hello, Sister Kathy.
Yeah, I always turn my phone off when I am watching the thing because this is a couple of minutes behind and I can't stand that. But there is healing. Jesus healed. You know, there's been healing. The disciples were, and we're going to supposedly all be healed by it when we leave here. So somehow or another, healing's got to happen. So.
Okay. All right. Well, like I say, I have no doubt that woman was healed of cancer and with her daughter, bone cancer and all that. A lot of it has to do with the way it's delivered, really, seriously.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, that's the way. But, and I'll say it one more time, the older or younger, it depends on how you look at it, Oral Roberts, I mean, that was power. He had great power. And it charged inside. It was exhorting. It was palatable.
And you know, the neat thing about it, too, is I was hearing her talk about the bone in the foot, and I was thinking about Susie, and there's no expiration on that. If Susie was watching and if the Lord touched her, even though Catherine's been dead since 76, that power of the spoken word is just as strong. And
well,
we could be healed from it just hearing it.
Well, Sister Kathy,
I believe.
Again, going back to Oral Roberts, it was in the 50s. I don't know. I can't remember the year, but there was some of them like 56. So or we'll say 55. So what is that, 65 years now? And the way he spoke in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the Living God, it was like riveting inside of me. Mm-hmm. when he used the Lord like that, when he was Lord's name, when he was addressing healing.
Yeah.
And it was power. I mean, really. I could, even 60 years later, whatever it was, there was still great power in those. The Word of God doesn't change. like
no, it doesn't. It's just as alive now as it ever has been.
And now we have Eve. Hello, Sister Eve.
Hi, Captain John. How are you?
I'm doing very good. Thank you.
I was listening on the Rumble thing, and I love her. And I believe she is gifted with the gift of miracles. And I've been listening to her for a long time, and that's like one of my favorite. And no matter what, God is God, and he used her. She was an open vessel. And I don't know, she was on some other Christian shows that they had, and I'm glad God got the word out there. He uses TV. God can use anything or anybody. He used a donkey, so.
Well, that's what we were just talking about, the word.
Right.
Going back 60 years. It's the word of God, and it never loses power.
It's, and he'll if she wanted to be used of the Lord, he said whosoever. So I love her. I believe, and there's even testimonies even of people that they had on some programs, like really sick people, and they're just so beautiful. If you, it's for those that believe too, and for those that. You know, even when Jesus was, when the disciples were trying to cast out those demons out of the one, I think it was a boy, and the Lord told him, why can't we cast them out? I mean, the disciples asked him, why can't we cast them out? It's because the spirit of unbelief, because of your unbelief. So, yes, I know she is of the Lord, and when you do watch that, the power of the Lord, just like Sister Kathy was saying, it's the power of the Lord, even using those videos. If you read some of the comments on other people that have watched her, like say if you watched it on YouTube, the other different ones about her, that people have gotten even healed today. It's amazing. I think she was on Sid Roth. And another Christian, you know who Sid Roth is, correct? Oh, yes. You were on Sid Roth, right, Chaplain John?
Yeah, I was on
several times.
Several times, yeah.
That's right. Well, I believe she was, and it was another program and that she was on. But the way this, I remember this one lady had a sick kid and was like palsied or something. I forgot I'll have to watch it again, but how sick her grandchild, and she brought her grandchild to that, and she kept telling her grandchild, you're going to be healed. And it's on YouTube somewhere, but anyways, he was completely healed. The things came off of him. I forgot there was like those, what do you call those things they put on people, the apparatus sometimes that they have, you know, help people to sit up straight. I work with multi-needs children before, and they have to have
braces
and stuff, and for their chest even, because if you don't like adjust the braces, like to help their, you know, their bones and their lungs sit upright. But anyways, that in their grandchild was completely healed. He even had some, if you look for it, you probably could find it on YouTube, where he gives his testimony how God had healed him. It's about God. It's not what we think or do or anything, what we believe. It's what God, who God is. And well, I do believe in miracles, so
like I said, it's here we are 60 years later, and she's pretty well controversial as she was back in the 70s. There, I guess 60s, and I don't know much about her. I don't know when she started. I don't know really anything about her, to tell you the truth.
I watched her videos, a whole lot of them. They're on the YouTube, and I forgot where I heard it from. But anyways, it was just, I was just watching different videos. That's one of my favorite ones, though, that you pulled up tonight. I was laying in bed because I was on rumble.com and I can't get my whatever password thing in there still. I don't know what's wrong with it, but anyways. So I said, okay, this is my one of my favorite loving ladies. And even about her, oh my gosh, her childhood is just so beautiful. She loved
her. We're running out of time, Eve. Yeah, Eve.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, thank you for calling in. Seriously, I'm very glad you called in. Cool.
All right.
Again, you can call back anytime, but I'm just looking at the time now, and we're running out. And Joy has come. And Joy, hello, Sister Joy.
Yeah, I just have come out and
Yeah, Joy, you might be on a speakerphone. I can't hear you.
Yeah, I'm driving and I didn't hear the message.
Calling.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's all right. That's all right. Well, I'm glad you called in, and we're out of time now.
Yeah,
so,
I see.
Chaplain, can I quickly say something? Very quickly.
I can't turn anybody down. Go ahead.
Thank you. Because what I spoke about, you know, not learning, per se, as much from what Kathleen did, I was corrected. No, she started the show saying she wasn't going to teach and that this was the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And I had lost that train in my focus of what did I get from Catherine. And I was re-corrected. You got from Catherine that Holy Spirit was running the show. So I just wanted to add that.
Yeah. Well, you see, my perspective was, she didn't offer any teaching. My perspective was, it was interesting, and the only thing that really touched me was the mother and daughter. That was very powerful. And a lot is how the message is delivered. But yeah, I mean, she's controversial, so what can I say? I don't see any further. This is the first time I've heard her speak in any way, shape, or form, teaching or other than a little tiny little bit here and there. But I don't think I really would have to show any more of her. And if people really even go online and because this is the first time I've been, like I said, exposed to her. But I mean, you could pick her up on your own. And I do intend on going back to Oral Roberts, that one, there was, I think, two sermons of his that were outstanding. I could listen to them probably once a month. I mean, they were outstanding. So, go ahead. In closing here, Sister Sharon, anything you want to say in closing?
I just want to say God bless you, Chaplain John, for showing us this tape. And I'll be looking forward to this next program tomorrow night. And I just want everybody needs to keep praying for each other. It's very, very important that we do. And God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Sharon. And we have Gigi and Randy. Anything in closing?
I really don't have any further comments. I just appreciate being able to discuss it. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Sister Rita?
I don't really have anything to say. Just God bless you, Chaplain John.
Okay.
And thank you for all your hard work.
Thank you. Now, Sister Eve, thank you for coming. We want to see more of you, but any last comment here?
Yes. read about her story, how she was brought up. Read about her, and it's just amazing. Her story is beautiful. That's what I did. So read about her, yes, and God is great.
Okay,
and thank you, Father God. And thank you, Jason.
Thank you. And then Sister Kathy?
Yeah, I'm going to read Eve's prayer request because it said, will you tell Chaplain John to pray for Jordan Rose tonight and Amy and God's divine protection and angels to minister for our family? Love in Christ, Sister Eva. So if you'll cover her when you
pray. Let's take it. It went by me so fast. What is the first thing to pray for?
Jordan Rose. Jordan Rose's safety and protection. And then Amy and
now
Tim
Jordan Rose connected.
It's Eve's granddaughter.
Okay, connected to what? That she needs safety.
Well, there's a divorce going on, and so she's out of their care. Sometimes she has to be with her dad, and they're not there to see that she's fine, and it's just very troubling.
Everybody. So she younger, and then it's the parents are getting divorced.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. She's all 5 years old.
Oh my. That's a tough road to go down because that starts breaking the heart right away.
Mm-hmm.
Father, we have the first name, Jordan?
Jordan Rose. Jordan Rose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Father, we have Jordan before you, and Lord, we're asking for that child's protection because a child clings to the father and mother, Lord. A young child like that, and the divorce can be devastating, but her grandparents are godly, and they're taking care of her and praying for her. We're adding our prayers. We're praying for that child's heart, Lord. We pray that it will not be devastated in Jesus' name. I pray that you buffer her, Lord, and protect her from this, Lord. That Satan will not be able to make deep inroads in her because of our prayers and the prayers of her grandparents, Lord. So keep her childlike is a word I can't think of it. Keep her, keep her and protect her, Lord, in Jesus' name. Now there was something else, Sister Karen.
Well, just for Amy and, their whole family.
Lord,
Amy is mother.
Yeah, Lord, we bring the whole family before you, and this here can destabilize a lot of people, Lord. It can destabilize mothers and fathers, the children. It can destabilize aunts and uncles, cousins, Lord. So, Lord, you hate divorce, Lord. You call it putting away in your word. So, Lord, we're praying now for the whole family. They'll be shielded and protected from this this bomb that could go off, Lord. It's like a spiritual bomb that can go off. Anything else, Sister Kathy?
No, that's it. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, just go ahead, since you prayed for Jordan Rose, and pray for Samuel and Aaron. That's her other two, her grandsons by Sarah, her other daughter. So just cover them, too. They're fine, but they have some health issues.
Oh, okay. Well, Lord, we pray for everything. We pray for the spiritual protection of that family, Lord, and we pray for any health issues that are involved. And Lord, it's not the direct family, the health issues may not be connected to that. But we're asking for whatever health issues these grandchildren have, that they're protected in the name of Jesus, and they will, nothing serious will grip them now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. And then Joy wasn't able to watch. So, but anyways, God bless everybody. Now, tomorrow night, remember, we go into the third hour. And I'm really liking that third hour as we're able to go into detail and go into depth, I'm going to say, and explain things even more. So, Lord, thank you for that third hour we have on Sunday night. And I pray that we want everybody on the cutting edge, Lord, of what's happening. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Bless everybody tonight, Lord. And thank you that we can get together. We have all sorts of to be thankful for now. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
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 All right. So looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Oh God of cleansing flame.
Send the fire.
Your blood-bought gift